The following is the class on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 7th chapter, text number 100, given by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, recorded on the 12th of March 2007 at ISKCON, New Delhi, India.
Radha Krishna Gita Gavardhan ki, Vrindavan dham ki, Mayapur dham ki, Ganga Mai ki, Jamna Mai ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Samveda Bhaktar Vrinda ki, Ghor Premananda, Shri Shri Gaurataya ki, Shri Shri Radha Partha Sadhi Lalita Vishaka ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shivaj Thakur Avirbhav Titi ki, Shri Shivaj Thakur Avirbhav Titi ki, Shivaj Thakur Avirbhav Titi ki. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glory, some of the worries. All go to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Hare Krishna. Sab log mere saath padhiye. Hamare Gurudev ke charan kamal hi ek matra sadhan hai jinke dwara hum shuddha bhakti prapt kar sakte hain. Main unke charan kamalon mein atyant bhakti evam shraddha purvak natmastak hota hun. उनकी कृपा से जीव भौतिक क्लेशों के महासागर को पार कर सकता है तथा कृष्ण की कृपा प्राप्त कर सकता है. मेरी एकमात्र इच्छा है कि उनके मुख कमल से निकले हुए शब्दों द्वारा अपने चेतना को शुद्ध करूं. उनके चरण कमलों में अनुराग ऐसी सिद्धि है जो समस्त मनोरथों को पूर्ण करती है. वे मेरी बंद आँखों को खोलते हैं तथा मेरे हृदय में दिव्य ज्ञान भरते हैं. जन्म जन्मांतरों में वे मेरे प्रभु हैं. वे प्रेमा भक्ति प्रदान करते हैं और अविद्या का नाश करते हैं. वैदिक शास्त्र उनके चरित्र का गान करते हैं. हे गुरुदेव, हे प्रभुपाद, करुणा सिंधु तथा पतितात्माओं के मित्र, आप सबके गुरु एवं सभी लोगों के जीवन है. हे गुरुदेव, हे प्रभुपाद, मुझ पर दया कीजिए तथा मुझे अपने श्री चरणों की छाया प्रदान कीजिए. आपका यश तीनों लोकों में फैला हुआ है. जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की, श्रील गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज की.
Many, the one Chinese devotee, the few Russian devotees. How can I find it in Hindi English? He's Hindi, Baba. Hare Krishna. I have a real problem because the boys still speak Hindi, but you won't understand Hindi, and then. How many Russians are there? Skol ka Ruski priyadane. Ruski? So all the Russian devotees, siya Ruski priyadane, mojna siddhete tam, on perivochak. Oh, there's four Matajis there also, Russian also. कितने भक्तों को अंग्रेजी समझ नहीं आएगा? क्या करें आज? आज टुडे द वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे इज द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रीवास पंडित एंड टुडे इज ऑल्सो द डिसअपीयरेंस डे of our very close godbrother, Sridhar Swami. So I was going to speak a little bit. Aaj ki class thodi choti hogi kyunki mujhe 9:30 baje tak nikalna hai. So today is Shivaj Thakur's birthday, so we'll sing this bhajan, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Thank you. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया कर मोरे। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया कर मोरे। तोमा बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे, तोमा बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे। पतित पावन हेतु तवावतार, पतित पावन हेतु तवावतार, मो समापतिता प्रभु ना पैवे आदा, मो समापतिता प्रभु ना पैवे आदा। हा हा प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखे, हा हा प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रेमानंद सुखे, कृपा करो काना करे आमे बरद खे, कृपा करो काना करे आमे बरद खे। दया करो सीता पति अद्वैता गोसाई, दया करो सीता पति अद्वैता गोसाई, तावा कृपा बाले भाए चैतन्य नेताए, तावा कृपा बाले भाए चैतन्यानिताये आहा सरूपनाथ रूपा रघुनाथ हा सरूपनाथ रूपा रघुनाथ भाजा योगा के जीवा प्रभो लोकनाथ भाजा योगा के जीवा प्रभो लोकनाथ दया करो श्री आचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास दया करो श्री आचार्य प्रभु श्रीनिवास रामचंद्र संग मागे नरोत्तम दास रामचंद्र संग मागे नरोत्तम दास श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मारे तोमा बिना के दयालो जगत संसारे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Gauranithai, 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 Jai Gauranithai. Jai Radha, Parthasati Radha, Parthasati Radhe. Jai Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Jai Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bhav, Hari Bhav, Hari Bhav, Hari Bhav. Jai Om, Mr. Pad, Paramahansa, rejoining us well. Abhijana Bhakti Danda Swami, Shri Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishwa Dwangasha Bhakti Sandha Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Ananta Koti Vaishravinda Ki Eskan Phanacharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki, Yamuna Mai Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Samveda Bhaktavinda Ki, Gaur Premananda. Shri Shri Gonathai Ki, Shri Shri Radha Patasati Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Vas Pandit Avirbhav Thiti Ki, Shri Dar Swami Maharaj Tirabhav Thiti Ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Ganga. Hare Krishna. So what should I do? Speak in English or Hindi? Who is translating over there? Translating from English to this, or someone translating from Hindi to... Should you speak in English today? तो जिन भक्तों का हिंदी समझ अंग्रेजी समझ नहीं आती, वो एक कोने में बैठ सकते हैं, उनके लिए कोई अनुवाद कर देगा। और जिन माताओं को अंग्रेजी समझ नहीं आती, वो भी एक कोने में बैठ सकते हैं, उनके लिए कोई अनुवाद कर देगा। So every Monday we have a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today we'll read the verse where we are. We'll briefly discuss about Srivas Pandit, and we will also discuss a bit about our godbrother Sridhar Swami, whose disappearance day happens to be today. But I have to fly to Jodhpur in 1.5 hours. It has to be a short class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnata Vinandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovesam
स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सग्राजतां सहागना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवधूतं वैष्णवसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहागना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता तप्ता काञ्चना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरे वञ्चकपतव्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द हरे बो हरे कृष्ण दर्शन बुक ये केचुर कहिले तुमि सब सत्यहाय कृष्ण प्रेम सेवाय यार भगवदाय टू सेव टाइम आई जस्ट गो स्ट्रेट टू द वर्ड मीनिंग ओके बिकॉज आई हैव लिमिटेड टाइम ये ऑल केचुर दैट कहिले यू स्पोक तुमि यू सब एवरीथिंग Satya Srut Haya becomes Krishna Prema, love of Godhead. Say anyone, Payam achieves Yada whose Bhagya Udaya. Fortune is now awakened. Dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you have said is all true. One who is favored by fortune attains love of God. Purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? One who is actually very fortunate can begin Krishna consciousness as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmita Kono Bhagavanaji, Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Lata Beach. There are millions of living entities who have become conditioned by the laws of material nature, and they are wandering throughout the planetary systems of the universe in different bodily forms. Among them, one who is fortunate meets a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna and comes to understand the meaning of devotional service. By discharging devotional service under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master or acharya, it develops love of God. One whose love of God, Godhead, Krishna Prema, is awakened, and who thus becomes a devotee of the inconceivable Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to be considered extremely fortunate. The Mayavadi sannyasis admitted this fact to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not easy for one to become a Krishna conscious person, but by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it can be possible, as will be proven in the course of this narration. So we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita section, where Lord Chaitanya meets the Mayavadi sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya was traveling through Banaras, and he was passing through Banaras. He stayed in the house of a devotee called Chandrasekhar Acharya. This Chandrasekhar Acharya was actually a Sudra. And Lord Chaitanya had appeared in a Brahmin's family. So even though he was a born Sudra, Lord Chaitanya stayed in his house. So these days in India, everybody is talking about higher caste, lower caste. So you can preach and say, we believe in a classless society. Lord Chaitanya stayed in Chandrasekhar's house because he had one qualification. He was a devotee. So he stayed in his house. So anyway, there was another Maharashtrian Brahmin in Banaras called Tapan Misra. And these devotees were hearing the Mayavadi sannyasis constantly criticize. Look at the sannyasi. He's a scholar, Sanskrit scholar. But instead of sitting down and studying the Vedanta with us, he's just chanting and dancing like a madman. So these the Maharashtrian Brahmin came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, I have a request to you that you please come and meet these Mayavadi sannyasis. So Lord Chaitanya went to meet these Mayavadi sannyasis, and over there he manifested a very unique transcendental pastime. He displayed the effulgence of millions of suns put together. And when these Mayavadi sannyasis saw this, they had no doubt that he must be Narayan. So then Lord Chaitanya also, in the mood of humility, told these sannyasis what their spiritual master had said. And then Lord Chaitanya quoted from many verses in the scriptures that emphasize the importance of chanting the holy names of the Lord. And eventually, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, all these Mayavadi sannyasis, they became Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya displayed his complete humility. When Lord Chaitanya went to that assembly, he sat where people washed their feet. And then the leader, Prakashananda Saraswati, took him by the hand and placed him on a higher platform. And then all these Mayavadi sannyasis became Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya, by his Sankirtan process, he was able to transform people of all walks of life. So in this verse that we read today, the Mayavadi sannyasis are responding to the preaching that Lord Chaitanya has done. Lord Chaitanya quoted many verses to point out that the most important thing in this Kali Yuga is to chant the holy names of the Lord. And then the Mayavadi sannyasis go on to say what they said in this verse. But Prakashananda Saraswati and his followers were very fortunate in that they all eventually became Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya converted the Mayavadis to the path of personalism. He converted the Buddhists to the path of personalism. When on his tour of South India, he converted all the entire population of the path of personalism. Actually, when once it was Lord Chaitanya had a nice debate with the leader of the Buddhists, and Lord Chaitanya had defeated the leader of the Buddhists in the philosophical discussion. So the Buddhists were thinking that their guru got defeated, so they thought of a plan to embarrass the Lord. So one day, they took contaminated food on the metal plate and they offered it to the Lord saying, this is Mahaprasad, we want you to have this Mahaprasad. And as they were offering the metal plate to the Lord, an eagle came, took the contaminated food and dropped the metal plate on the head of the guru of the Buddhists. So when the metal plate fell on the head, the guru was an old man. He collapsed. And all the Buddhists were thinking, oh, this is because of a sinful thing that this has happened to our guru. So they admitted their devious plan, went to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, just go and whisper the holy name. Just go and whisper the holy name in the ears of your guru. And then that's what they did. The guru came to consciousness, and thereby all the Buddhists got converted to the path of personalism. So Lord Chaitanya, by his potency and by his Samkirtan movement, he He was able to attract people of all walks of life to the path of Vaishnavism, and gradually he converted most parts of India people to Vaishnavism. So today is the, what is today? The appearance day of Srivatsa Thakur. So we sing this, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadha Shiva Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So you read about Srivatsa Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, and of course Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a lot to be said. Maybe you can have a class in the evening also on Srivatsa Thakur. I'm just going to cover two or three pastimes. So Srivatsa Pandit is described to be an incarnation of Narada Muni. And his wife's name is Malini. So Srivatsa Pandit had appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared, just like Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur had also appeared before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the Lord appears, he appears with his eternal associates. And Advaita Acharya and Haridas would be chanting, discussing the Bhagavatam, praying for the Lord to incarnate, because they could see that no one except the Lord would be able to deliver the contaminated conditioned soul at that point in time. So Srivatsa Thakur, or Srivatsa Pandit as he's also known, had appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was also praying along with Advaita Acharya that the Supreme Lord may appear. Srivatsa Pandit used to spend all his time in just chanting. It is explained that the first 16 years of his life he didn't have so much faith in the chanting process, but then by the mercy of the Lord he was given the notice that he only had a year more to live, and then he had the divine realization, and then he started chanting, he became so serious. So Srivatsa Pandit and his wife Malini, they're also known as the second mother and father of Nimai Pandit. Sachi Mata and Jagannath Misra would take regular guidance from Malini and Srivatsa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, he did not initially manifest his real purpose. Of course, when he appeared at a very auspicious time and everybody was engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord. But as you know, in his young age, he displayed himself more as a scholar. And at a very young age, he had opened a Sanskrit school, and he had defeated already Keshav Kashmiri. So he was a very prominent Sanskrit scholar, and later on, he manifested his real purpose, and he started the Sankirtan movement. Lord Nityananda had appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the older brother. So Lord Nityananda was traveling to the different places of pilgrimage. But then when Lord Nityananda knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has now started a Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started a Sankirtan movement in Namadvip, and then Nityananda headed back for Namadvip, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srivas and Haridas to look for Nityananda. See, right near our Mayapur temple, when you do the Navadvip Parikram, the first stop you make is what? Nandanacharya. You remember? That was the first stop we made in that Parikram. So it's only 5 minutes walk from our temple in Mayapur. So So Nityananda, that was the house of Nandacharya, who was a very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his garden at that time was just like the Vrindavan gardens. So Nityananda was staying in the house of Nandacharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srivas and Haridas to look for Nityananda. He said, a great soul has come to this place, go and find him and bring him to me. They went everywhere, they couldn't find it, even though Haridas is the incarnation of Lord Brahma and Srivas is the incarnation of Narada. Still they couldn't find it. Of course there was a reason. And the reason was the Lord personally wanted to go and meet Nityananda. So they came back and said they couldn't find him. And then Lord Chaitanya personally came and he went straight to the place where Nityananda was in Nandacharya's house. And then they embraced each other. And when the devotees saw this embrace and the meeting of Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were just amazed. It was like two brothers had got united. So Srivas Thakur, his house is also not far from a Mayapur temple, isn't it? You remember we went there on the last day. Nandacharya's house, we go on the first day of the parikram, and Srivas Angan, we went on the last day. And that's the location where the international party teams up with the Bengali party. You remember? How many of you were in parikram this year? Oh, many. Okay. There were 300 devotees from Delhi on the parikram. So, Srivas Angan, as it is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think Srivas Pandit must be from a rich family because he had a very palatial house. Big rooms. I don't think the building we saw now truly reflects what may have been there 500 years ago. He had a very big house with big rooms and a very beautiful garden that was exactly like the Vrindavan garden. And as I said, Srivas Pandit guided Sachi Devi, Sachi Mata, in how to nurse Nimai. Actually, they said at one time, Nimai refused to drink his mother's milk, breast milk. So Sachi Mata went to Malini and said, what should I do? My son is refusing to even drink my breast milk. So she said, well, you're not initiated, that's why. So then she got initiated. So they got regular guidance from Malini, and Malini was considered the second mother of Nimai Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement in the house of Srivas. Srivas had four brothers. Some say three, some say four. He had four brothers. And Srivas was the head of the family. And all the four brothers were dedicated to Lord Shri Krishna's movement. They were dedicated devotees. They were all engaged in chanting. They recognized that everything we have belongs to the Lord. Srivas Thakur taught us our body belongs to the Lord. We may think this is my body, so I should use it as I see fit. But Srivas Thakur, by his example, showed this body should be used in service to the Lord. Srivas Thakur showed how the mind should also be used constantly to serve the Lord. Srivas Thakur showed us how his home was also used for what? To serve the Lord. He used his family to serve the Lord. He used everything that he had to serve the Lord. It is just like Thakur Bhaktivinod in a famous prayer says, Manasa Deha Geha, Yor Mukhishmula, Arpilan Tuyapade Nand Kishwara. My dear Lord, please take everything I have belongs to you. So this was nicely displayed in the personal example of Srivas, and who, as I said, was an incarnation of Narada Muni. His father was Jaladhara Pandit, and his father had brought up the children in a very Krishna-conscious atmosphere. Now, Srivas Pandit had a huge house, perishable rooms, big rooms, garden. So he offered his house to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do his Samkirtan movement. The Samkirtan movement had already started, but Lord Chaitanya would perform very ecstatic kirtan in Srivas Thakur's house every night. In fact, it is said that the kirtan would start in the evening and end in the morning. All night, the devotees were totally absorbed in performing the Harinam Samkirtan. And Lord Chaitanya would be displaying great symptoms of ecstasy, and hence he had permitted only his most confidential devotees from taking part in these kirtans. Just like one of the symptoms of ecstasy is tears coming from your eyes, the body trembling, hair standing on end. Now a pure devotee does not exhibit these symptoms in public. For example, we've heard some stories where Prabhupada, while doing kirtan, would sometimes tears would begin to come from his eyes. But Prabhupada would stop the kirtan, or he would stop the tears, or even once or twice he stopped the kirtan, because Prabhupada did not want to display these symptoms of ecstasy in public, and later on the cheetahs would imitate these symptoms just to get cheap adoration. Just like you see in India, even in Vrindavan, you'll see people duplicating these symptoms just to get cheap adoration and worship. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was displaying his ecstatic symptoms, only his most confidential devotees were allowed to come. And as a result, many people also became the enemy of Lord Chaitanya's Samkirtan movement. When Lord Chaitanya started his Samkirtan movement, he sent his devotees to go house and house and preach, isn't it? And when Haridas Thakur and Nityananda were going in a team, they were going from house to house to people's homes. In some homes, they would be received very warmly. People would say, "Aiye, aiye, purify our hearts," you know. And some homes, people would not open their doors. They would say, "We came to your house yesterday to take part in your kirtan, and you didn't let us come in. So now, we're not going to let you come in." And in some homes, they would be accused, "Hey, look at these spies. They've come in the form of sadhus. They want to see what's inside our house, and then they'll come back later and rob our wealth." So, Lord Chaitanya only permitting his advanced devotees to be in that kirtan wasn't really accepted by everyone. In fact, Lord Chaitanya went to take his bath in the Ganga once, and there was a Brahmin. That Brahmin pulled out his Brahmin thread, wrapped it around his thumb and said, "Yesterday I came to your Srivas Pandit's house to take part in the kirtan, and your men did not let me come in. So now I am cursing you." What is a curse? That you will be bereft of material happiness all your life. So when Lord Chaitanya got this curse, he said, "Thank you." So if somebody curses you, that you will be bereft of material happiness, you should thank him. Don't get scared. Okay. So the point is, because Lord Chaitanya was doing this ecstatic kirtan in Shivaj Thakur's house, it's not that everybody was very happy. So Lord Chaitanya started a Samkirtan movement in the house of Shivaj Thakur. And every day he would be doing kirtan. And there are many wonderful stories related to this kirtan. When Lord Chaitanya started the Samkirtan movement, the local brahmanas, it's so funny, isn't it? The so-called caste brahmanas, they were not happy. They say, hey, this is my pandit. He's spoiling our Hindu dharma. And then the Muslims would say, if we don't stop Nimai's kirtan group, then all the Muslims will also become Hindus. In fact, there was one Mohammedan who would constantly go to the Qazi and complain, stop! Stop Nimai Pandit Samkirtan movement! Otherwise, all the Muslims will become Hindus. So the Qazi one day told him, you come every day in protest to me. Stop, stop, stop Nimai Pandit's movement. But whenever I see you, I see you're always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So what is this contradiction? So then he said, it is a fact that since I heard Nimai Pandit sing and do this Harinam Kirtan, this Hare Krishna doesn't escape my tongue. I just can't avoid chanting all the time. So finally, the Qazi agreed to stop this kirtan movement. The Qazi said, okay, you Muslims are not happy. The so-called caste Brahmins are not happy. So now I'm going to stop this kirtan movement. So the Qazi sent his representatives, like the policemen, who went and broke the mridangas. And therefore, his house is also known as Kobanga Danga. That's where the coals, the mridangas were broken. And the devotees there were threatened. If you don't stop this Samkirtan every day, then we are going to convert you Hindus into Muslims. Those days, converting people to Muslim wasn't difficult. If you accepted a job in a Muslim's office or fair, then you became a Muslim. If you ate in a Muslim's house, you became an outcast. If somebody sprinkled water, if a Muslim sprinkled water on you, you would lose your caste. So our society apparently was very, very conservative and rigid at that time. So when Shivas Pandit heard this, Qazi had threatened to convert everyone to Islam, the other Vaishnavas, they got a little scared. But Shivas Pandit, he just started laughing. He said, we will see how he stops. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, he said, there's no question about stopping this Samkirtan process. And then Lord Chaitanya organized a huge procession. You know, in India, we often say that Mahatma Gandhi is the father of the civil disobedience movement. Civil disobedience movement was started by Mahatma Gandhi to drive the Britishers out of India. But Prabhupada said, Mahatma Gandhi was not the founder, the real founder was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized the first civil disobedience movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came! He organized the first civil disobedience movement. And he took along a procession of several hundreds of thousands of people to the Chand Qazi's house. And as you know, then there was a big discussion between the Lord and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where the Lord said that, what type of dharma is this, where you kill your own mother. There are seven mothers, and one of the seven mothers is Mother Cow. And then the Chan Kazi revealed how on the day his soldiers broke the mridangas, he had a dream in which a lion came and scratched his chest and told him, if you ever in future do this, I will tear you apart. So Chan Kazi, so this Kolbanga Danga, that incident took place where? In Shivaji Thakur's house. Now Shivaji Thakur was getting so much fame because Lord Chaitanya was dancing every day in his house. Imagine if a big man comes to your house every day, then you'll become famous, isn't it? Even in today's environment, if some big man comes to your house every day, you become famous. So Shivaji Thakur, he became very famous because every day Mahaprabhu was doing his ecstatic kirtan in his house. But there was one brahmana who could not tolerate that Shivaji was getting so much respect. So that brahmana conspired and he made a devious plan. He kept the paraphernalia that is required to worship Goddess Durga. Goddess Durga, people even offer live human beings. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you read the story of Jad Bharat, who got kidnapped by the dacoits. And the dacoits were massaging him and ready to chop him to offer him to Goddess Durga. So devotees of Goddess Durga are pretty demoniac. So he kept in front of Shivaji Thakur's door paraphernalia to worship Durga. Meat, liquor bottle, and all this dirty stuff. So his intention was to make people believe that Shivaji is not a devotee of Krishna. He's a pretender. He's a bluffer. He's actually a devotee of Goddess Durga. So next morning, Shivaji Thakur opened his house. He opened the door. And there he saw meat, liquor bottle, all this paraphernalia for worshiping Goddess Durga. He said, neighbors, please come and see. I have been cheating all of you. I'm not a devotee of Krishna. I was a devotee of Durga. And the proof is all this paraphernalia. The neighbors said, no, this is the dirty work of some undesirable element. And they took gobar, cow dung. And with cow dung and cow's urine, you can even clean the most contaminated of places. So they cleanse that whole area. This brahmana, who was envious of Shiva's pandit, he got hit with leprosy. 2 or 3 days after he did this evil thing, he got affected by leprosy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to the Ganga to take his bath every day. Shivaji Thakur would take his bath in the Ganga 3 times a day. 3 times a day, the Ganga was very pure at that time. 3 times a day, Shivaji Pandit would go and take his bath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to go for his bath daily to the Ganga. So the Brahmin who got hit with leprosy, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Ganga and said, my Lord, you are the most compassionate. You have appeared to save conditioned souls. Please save me, please save me, please save me. I cannot bear the pain of this attack of leprosy. Lord Chaitanya said, you should be suffering 1,000 times more. You should be suffering for 10,000 years because you were envious of an exalted devotee, Srivas Pandit. So Lord Chaitanya showed us by this example that on the one hand we are all supposed to be very compassionate. On the one hand we are very merciful. But if somebody is envious of a Vaishnava, that cannot be tolerated. That cannot be tolerated by the Lord. So envy is our greatest enemy. And as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Amoga, Amoga was the son-in-law of Chaitanya of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he was very envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told his son-in-law Amoga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his son-in-law, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law Amoga, that as long as you have envy in the heart, Krishna will not reside over there. So this Brahman, he had to suffer from extreme pain. And even though he pleaded with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation, Lord Chaitanya refused to help him. Then Lord Chaitanya, many years later, went and took sannyas. And after taking sannyas, he again came back. And then again he was going for his bath to the Ganga when this Brahmana said, "My Lord, now my pain is unbearable. I have been suffering for such a long time. Please, please excuse me because I was envious of Srivas." And the Lord said, "I cannot excuse you. But if you go to my devotee and he excuses you, then you can be pardoned." Then this Brahman went to Srivas and Srivas pardoned him. And then he was cured of his leprosy. So this story is very nicely described in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. But the bottom line of the main theme of the story is that on the spiritual path, we should never be envious of other Vaishnavas. Sometimes we see some Vaishnavas making more advancement than us. Then we become envious, we try to pull him down, try to conspire, try to defame such a person. We may temporarily also win, but you have to bear in mind the Lord is a witness to everything. And the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy or such a plan to embarrass his devotee. The devotee doesn't care. A devotee doesn't care if he's insulted or slapped or through any inconvenience. But the Lord cannot tolerate his devotee having to go through this. There are so many stories. You see this even in the story of Amrish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni was envious of the exalted position of Amrish Maharaj. And he had to suffer and suffer. And even when he went to the Lord said, "I reside in the heart of my devotee. And my devotee resides in my heart. So I can't forgive you." Then Durvasa had to go to Amrish who gladly forgave him. So go, this Brahmana was ultimately pardoned by Srivas Thakur. Now, Srivas Pandit, as I said, there's a static kirtan going on. One day, he had allowed his mother-in-law to come in and see this static kirtan that was going on. So Lord Chaitanya was dancing. All of a sudden, he stopped. He said, "There's somebody here who shouldn't be here." And then Srivas got panicky and said, "My Lord, it's my mother-in-law." It's my mother-in-law. She was very keen to see Lord Chaitanya do this ecstatic kirtan. Then on another occasion, when the Lord was absorbed in his ecstatic kirtan, there was one Brahmana in Navadvip. That Brahmana was very austere. He had only lived on milk since his birth. He had never lied. And he would come to Srivas Pandit every day and say, please, please, please allow me to see Lord Chaitanya display his ecstatic pastime. And Srivas Pandit would say, sorry, Lord Chaitanya has given me firm orders that only his confidential devotees can see this. But he said, please, please, I'll hide in some corner. Don't. So then, a small hole was made. There was a small hole in one of the doors or the walls. He said, I'll hide behind that door. And through that small hole, see Lord Chaitanya display his ecstatic pastime. So Srivas agreed. He only agreed because the Brahmana was begging him every day, every day, every day. So Lord Chaitanya was absorbed in ecstatic chanting. And as he was absorbed in ecstatic chanting, all of a sudden he stopped. He said, there's someone here who should not be here. And then Srivas got nervous and said, my Lord, I only permitted this Brahmin because he has never said a lie in his life. And he lives only on milk. He's so austere. So Lord Chaitanya said, you mean just by living on milk and performing austerity, he can develop love of God? Love of God is not so cheap. To develop love for Krishna, you have to engage in devotional service. Just by being austere and living off milk, no big deal. I remember once in 1975, December, we had gone to Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse at Prabhupada. And there were thousands of sadhus who had come there on that occasion. But there was one sadhu there who was observing Mohan Vrat for 14 years. For 14 years he had not spoken to anyone. So he was like the star of the show. Everybody who was coming there wanted to go and get darshan of this Baba. But when Prabhupada heard about this, he told us, that is no big achievement, not having spoken for 14 years. If Krishna has given us a tongue, we don't seal it, but we should use it to glorify the Lord. So the point is, just living off milk is good, but it's not going to give you love of God. If you want the love of God, then what do you have to do? Engage in chanting the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya was performing the ecstatic pastime, and all of a sudden he stopped. So when this Brahmana came in the front, nervous, nervous, my, and Srivas Pandit was his lawyer. Srivas Pandit was saying, oh, this Brahmana is so austere, he's never lied in his life, he only lives off milk. But Lord Chaitanya said, but just that is not enough to develop love of God. And Lord Chaitanya then kept his legs on the Brahmana's head. And as he kept his leg on the Brahmana's head, the Brahmana got injected with ecstatic love of God. And he began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he became a great devotee. So, the many pastimes, the Srivas Pandit was so dedicated to Lord Chaitanya's Samkirtan movement that when Lord Chaitanya would be performing his pastimes, that he would never disturb Lord Chaitanya. Srivas Pandit had 5 sons. And one day, as the ecstatic kirtan was going on, one of Srivas Pandit's son died. When he died, Malini, his mother, and the other ladies in the house started crying. They started crying naturally when the son dies. And Shiva's Pandit, he was so dedicated to Lord Chaitanya's Samkirtan movement that even though he heard the loud crying of the ladies, so he came and he saw. Then he consoled his wife and the other ladies by saying how this body is very temporary and how the body has to die in any case. And the boy had died 1.5 hours before Shiva's Pandit came there. And Shiva's Pandit, it went on to explain the philosophy, thereby giving some relief to the wife and children. You know, many times we are depressed, and when you hear the philosophy, then you get woken up. Like, so sadhus, they do go and preach the philosophy in all situations and moments of depression. The best alternative is understanding the philosophy. So Shiva's Pandit, even though his son had died, he did not want to disturb Lord Chaitanya's Samkirtan movement. And Lord Chaitanya went on dancing, dancing, dancing. Then, after dancing for about 8-9 hours non-stop, Lord Chaitanya would be dancing for 8-9 hours non-stop. Then all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya stopped his Samkirtan and said, "Some calamity has taken place. Some unfortunate incident has taken place." And then Shiva's Thakur said, My son has died. Lord Chaitanya said, "Why didn't you tell me?" But he said, "I didn't want to disturb your ecstatic Samkirtan." Shiva's Pandit was so dedicated to Lord Chaitanya's service that even though his son died, even though his wife and others are crying, he did not want to interrupt Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic Samkirtan process. So Shiva's Pandit told the Lord, "My son passed away." The Lord said, "Why didn't you tell me this earlier?" He said, "I didn't want to stop your Samkirtan movement. I didn't want to disturb your ecstatic absorption of the holy name and your ecstatic dancing." So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Bring the child to the courtyard." So it was a big house, and you know, in the olden days, in the big house, there would be a courtyard in the middle and rooms on the side, like you see in our Vrindavan temple. These days, of course, people can't afford to have courtyards. You know, they live in matchboxes. But in the old days, the rich people had courtyards. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Bring the child in the courtyard." So then the child was brought in the courtyard. And then, by Lord Chaitanya's desire, the soul re-entered into the body of the child, and the body came back to life. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Why have you departed?" The boy said, "I came here according to your transcendental plan for a limited time, and now it's time for me to go." Then, by the will of the Lord, the boy closed his eyes, and then Lord Chaitanya organized the funeral for this boy. Lord Chaitanya personally carried the boy to the Ganga and placed the boy there, and the Ganges rose up and lifted the boy, offered his respects to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the boy went back to Godhead in everyone's presence. So this gives you a small understanding of Shiva Thakur's character, how dedicated he was to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today is the auspicious day, the appearance day of Shiva's Pandit. So on this day, we should all pray to Shiva's Pandit that we should also become dedicated like he was to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may also use our body, mind, words, possessions in service to the Lord. And Shiva's Pandit's only desire was to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his only desire. and all his activities were used in service to the Lord. He was totally absorbed in chanting the holy name. He was totally absorbed in studying the Bhagavatam. He used to study the Bhagavatam very intensively with Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya. They used to discuss, and Srivast Thakur knew that the Lord was in the womb of Sachi Mata, and he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none else for the Supreme Lord. Actually, when Nimai Pandit was a Sanskrit scholar, and before he started his Samkirtan movement, then Nimai Pandit would very often argue with Srivast. He would go and ask him big philosophical questions, and Srivast Pandit wouldn't even reply. He would say, "Come on, talking to you is useless. You're just a speculator." So Srivast Thakur was actually a great devotee, the incarnation of Narada Muni. Srivast Thakur ki. Yeah. So today is also the disappearance day of one of our dear god brothers, Sridhar Swami. So I'll just take a few minutes to talk about him. How many of you met Sridhar Swami? Okay, many. I think he came to Delhi temple a few times, no? So Sridhar Swami was a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He originally appeared in Canada, Vancouver, and he joined the movement in San Francisco, I forget exactly, 1970 or 71. And that San Francisco was the third temple of ISKCON. The first temple was New York. Second was San Francisco, and third was Montreal. So he joined in San Francisco. There were many senior devotees who joined there, including the famous Jayananda. You know, we have our Rath Yatra. We have Jayananda's picture in the front. Because Jayananda was an example of a devotee. He had cancer. Still, he would be driving his taxis in the night to raise money to pay the bills of the San Francisco temple in the day. And Jayananda would drive taxis, earn money, and with that money he built the Rath Yatra. But at that time Prabhupada had very little support. There was no book distribution. We had no life membership. We had no Hindus supporting us. And the movement was just surviving on the support of devotees who were doing jobs and so on. So Jayananda used to do a job in the night, and his job was driving taxis. And he would drive in the night, so in the daytime he could serve. And in the daytime he would be busy making the Rath Yatra cart or doing other service. So Sridhar Swami, in the initial stages, period of his life, he was engaged in book distribution. And then, later on, after Prabhupada had come to India, he wanted devotees of the Commonwealth countries to come and serve, because those days India's relationship with America was pretty bad, and the Commonwealth people did not need visas for India. Commonwealth men, those who were under the Queen, like England, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. So Prabhupada invited his Western devotees to help him, and about 100 of them had come in the early days, and Sridhar Swami was one of them. So Sridhar Swami got very actively involved in India. Even though he preached all over the world, he considered himself more an India-based devotee. And he held various important positions in ISKCON. He was the president in Juhu, Bombay a few times. He was the president in Calcutta. He was the president in Hyderabad. We worked together. When I came to India in 1975, Sridhar Swami was already in India, along with Girat Swami and other devotees. He was one of the pioneers of the preaching in India. Today we have all these wonderful facilities in India, these big temples. But in the early days, in 1971, when Prabhupada came to India, there were no facilities. There was not even an auto rickshaw. Devotees would travel by buses, and they would go to Vrindavan by tangas and the third-class train. So Sridhar Swami was at that time in India, preaching when we had really no facilities. He was always very dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's movement. Initially, as I said, he engaged in book distribution. Then he became very active in fundraising. He was considered the pioneer in fundraising. He was very active in life membership programs. And then he was also known as our high-tech sannyasi. He was a real high-tech. He was on the pine of the high-tech. He was up to the state-of-the-art. He liked using latest computers, and he was expert in that. And he also helped pioneer the Bhisma program in our movement. The Bhisma program is basically a mail-order fundraising program. Now, we have many temples doing it. So the Karmis have been using mail-order fundraising as a technique for a long time. So Sri Swami helped pioneer the fundraising through mail order. Bombay was the first temple that did that. Now almost every temple does it. Even in Delhi, you have the Bhisma program. And Sri Swami was also known as the Jolly Swami. He was always very jolly, very friendly with everyone. And even though he got afflicted with a severe disease, still his spirits were always high. He was always jolly, enthusiastic, preaching, lecturing, traveling around the world. So he went on with his preaching, and on this day, he left the planet. When was that? 3 years ago? Seems out of it. So today is also the disappearance day of Sridhar Swami. So we can offer our respects to him. Yeah, he left it. But we had gone to Mayapur. I think it was 3 years ago. Shiva Maharaj, Shiva Swami ki. Hare Krishna. So I think I'll stop at this point because I also have to get ready to go to Jodhpur now. Hare Krishna.
Vantara Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Srinivas Thakur Avirbhav Tithi Maha Muhutsav ki. Srila Sridhar Swami Tirubhav Tithi Maha Muhutsav ki. Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki.